South Park creators show Jimmy Kimmel how they crafted fake Trump penis. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 19, 2026. The creators of South Park brought a fake foreskin with them for their Tuesday appearance on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. To show the left-wing TV host how they crafted President Donald Trump's penis on the show. Why aren't you guys in a gulag somewhere, like, shackled down in a basement? Jimmy Kimmel asked South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, alluding to the animated show's constant attacks on Trump, including repeatedly depicting the president naked with a micro-penis. Watch below. Kimmel asked the South Park creators how they have chosen to depict Vice President J.D. Vance on the show, transforming him into a confused version of the character Tattoo from the series Fantasy Island. It was just going to be a one-off joke about Mar-a-Lago being kind of like Fantasy Island. And we were like, oh, yeah, we should have him be Tattoo. It was gonna be one shot, and we all just loved it so much. And we loved him as a little character, Parker explained. In that season of South Park, we did a deep fake of the president. Parker continued, adding, we actually brought our deep fake AI rig to show you how we did Donald Trump's wiener on the show. Parker then took out a small piece of fake foreskin that had little eyes drawn on it, put it on his finger, and wiggled it for the camera. I think you're being generous, Kimmel quipped, adding, if he doesn't burn down the Smithsonian, I hope that winds up in the Smithsonian one day. Later on, the left-wing TV host slipped the tiny faux foreskin onto his pinky and told it, hello, little fella, why are you making so much trouble? Kimmel was briefly suspended from his show in September after spreading lies about the assassination of Turning Point USA founder and conservative icon Charlie Kirk. After being brought back on the air, Kimmel found himself facing intense backlash yet again. This time, for similarly making ill-timed remarks involving fantasizing about the deaths of those across the political aisle from him. Last month, the left-wing host described First Lady Melania Trump as an expectant widow, just days before shooting suspect Cole Thomas Allen stormed a security checkpoint at the Washington Hilton Hotel with a shotgun, handgun, and knives during the White House correspondents' dinner. A few weeks ago, Kimmel joked about Rudy Giuliani rising from the grave, just days before the former New York City mayor was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.